We are on Dav Chof Tes Amad Aleph. Let us start again the third line from the top. Omarove, Moni Mishtaye B'metalalto, Moni Meichlo Bar M'metalalto. Here Machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi said Moni Meichlo means Ka'oris, which were already used. They should be taken out of the Sukkah after the usage the most. And Taisvis learns Pshat that money mechlo is going on pots and such utensils which don't belong in a base dira. Teshvu kein taduru, the dining room one does not bring in pots. There's a special cabinet, pantry for them, not in the dining room. Chatzve v'shochil bar m'metalalto, and if you have a kachel cheret sheshoivim boimayim, so that should be bar m'metalalto, and the Mefoshim say that it means, this zicha means after you use it. Because we had before, and the Chavova Medbeis, Maisa Vila Rabbi Yechen Ben Zakei, Litoy Mesa Tavshil, Rab Gamliel Shnei Koisvis Udli Shel Mayim, and that is a Shochil Dli Shel Eitz, that's a Dli, and he told, and there it says, Aleihu L'Sukkah. So Isis, they did bring in the Dli into the Sukkah. So this would perhaps mean, after, when it was used already, it should be taken out. Ushraga b'metalalto. Ushraga, a ner, is in the Sukkah. V'omri lo bar m'metalalto. V'loi pligi ho b'sukkah g'doylo ho b'sukkah k'tano. Now, before we see Rashi, let us first see Taisvis, and then we'll come to Rashi. V'amri lo bar m'metalalto. That ner is chutz from the sukkah. Ein shrage me'inyone da'acherim. A shrage is not similar to the other kelim. The mona de meich le bar m'metalalto, haynu b'sho shem ishtamish behem. That's what he's not using them. The Bishah Suda Oichel Bekaore Besukkah. That means according to Rashi's Pshat, that Kaoris Shanishtam Shubem, their most, they should be taken out. So that's after their usage, they're taken out of the Sukkah. But Bishas, they're being used, they're brought into the Sukkah. Aval Shrage Ba'oidei Doilek Umishtamish Loilo Oirei, while it is still burning and he's using it also. Kidemuchach lekamon perik lulavaro. This nan we learn kabishvi shalchak. Gomar veishana rabbe gomar milechol. He finished eating the suda lo yater sukkoso. He should not take apart the sukkah. Mishum di misrami lei sudosa ochil begabo. Because he might yet eat another suda, so he should have a sukkah to eat in. Avol moirid es hakelim min hamincha lemailo. But the kelim, which are in the sukkah, he takes down. The sukkah was on the roof. So he takes down the kelim in the mincha l'mal, because of the covet of Shmini Atzer, Shemare kemechen atzmei l'krosoi, he's preparing himself for the yontev, l'mokim sheyisei tsham halaylo. V'mrine b'gmore ein lo imokim l'hoirut kelim, v'tzorich lechol shom b'yontev achin. What if he doesn't have any place where to bring down the kelim? He's going to eat in the sukkah. That's going to be his mokim achila. Ma yase v'yoychiach she'enoi kemoisif al ha-mitzvah. So what should he do to show that he doesn't have intentions to add on to the mitzvah? Lasei sukkah shmoyne yomim. That he doesn't want to be moisif another day for mitzvah sukkah. Like this, his actions are very suspicious. It seems like he wants to be moisif on mitzvahs. The mitzvah of shivas hayomi wants to make it an 8-day mitzvah. So what does he do? Madlik bo es aner. So by being madlik aner, that shows that he does not want to be mekayem mitzvah sukkah. So since this is considered a heker when he's madlike, shmami no da osa bechak. So vaistacho is that the hadloke, the shimush of the ner, is a simen that he's not being yoshev l'shem sukkah. Now, why does this hadlaka show that he doesn't want to be mekayim mitzvah shishiva sukkah? V'shem ayin the time of the mishum the makminin b'sukkah ktana. The Gemara says it's speaking about a sukkah ktana. V'chayshinon shema tisorev sukkosa. We are afraid maybe the sukkah might burn down. We'll come back to this one. But teida dadloke davke, and the whole iser is davke dadloke, midaloi noket ma'ayil asaner. Doesn't say you bring in the ner, kida noket hosa ma'ayil bomoni michle, you bring in the kelim ha'oimdim la'achila. Doesn't say that. So Weistachois that the whole hechoche that he's not sitting l'shem sukkah is dafke when he's madlik the ner. Now, what is the problem being madlik a ner b'sukkah ktane? So Taisa says v'chayshinon shemar tisorei b'sukkosei. Since it's a small sukkah, there's not too much place, so it's very olul to burn down the sukkah. So why did they aser it? So there's a machlokes, the Magen Avraham and the Bach. The Magen Avraham says the iser is because he needs a sukkah. He needs a sukkah. So Chazal asked to bring a ner dolok into a small sukkah. A small sukkah is very vulnerable, very susceptible to get burnt. There's not too much place there, so it's very easily vulnerable to get burnt. And so they asked it to bring in a ner in a sukkah ktana, because he might lose that, his sukkah might burn down. He won't have a place to eat. Now, the eighth day yontif, there's no iser al yontif. So if his sukkah will burn down, so he won't have a sukkah. He could still be mekayim the mitzvah sayim without a sukkah. They asked it all 7 days because there he might lose his sukkah. He won't have a sukkah to be mekayim the mitzvah. The Bach says that for a different reason they asked it, because since it's very susceptible to get burnt, so he's scared to enter the sukkah or to be in the sukkah because of this fear. So Memela, it's also, so the ner is a sibe for the bitl mitzvah yeshiva. He won't want to enter the sukkah because he's afraid it might get burnt. So then again, the tzavke in sukkahs, which we want him to be in the sukkah, because that's when we can become the mitzvah. Just like we had tzvoris, if the reyach of the schach is not a good reyach, so Chazal asked him to be misachich because he won't want to sit in the sukkah. So he won't want to sit in a small sukkah because of his fear that it might get on flames. So he'll run out of the sukkah. So he won't be mekayim mitzvah shishiva sukkah. The eighth day, there's no problem. If he'll run out, he'll run out. That is how Tosfos understood Pshat and Shraga. So Shraga means a candle which is burning, and Chazal asked to bring in such a ner, a receptacle. It's not a candle, it's a receptacle with shemen and a psila, which is burning and which is a fire hazard in a small sukkah. Now let us see Rashi. Shrage ner shel cheres shekoyren krusha. Now Rashi all of a sudden says it's speaking about the ner is made out of cheres. So the Bach wants to say, according to Tosfos, that the reason the iser is to bring a shrage is because it's a fire hazard, so it doesn't matter at all what the ner is made out of. It's made out of cheres, it's made out of gold. And Rashi says, ner shel cheres. So the Bach wants to say that Rashi holds the iser is because cheres means a ner yoshon shel cheres, which is mos. And it's mos, so that's why one is not permitted to bring it into the sukkah. Then again, it wouldn't be like Tosfos to be madlik it, but to bring it into the sukkah. Now do we understand what is the difference between a sukkah ktan and a sukkah gedoylo? So then we would understand that in the sukkah ktana, it's very noticeable. Everything is noticeable because it's very small. So it hits you. A sukkah gedoyle, so it doesn't hit you. So it doesn't hit the eye so much. So memele, so it doesn't matter if you have a ner cotton in a sukkah gedoyle. It's not mafris the whole sukkah. That's very good if we just learn this Rashi. Now let's learn the next Rashi. Suki ktane shel shir mitzumtzem zayin tfochim osa lahonichon b'toicha. Now Rashi says, Suki ktane Rashi says, it's a shel shir mitzumtzem zayin tfochim. Now, the Taz asks if the time is altsmos, so then it doesn't, they don't have to say it's speaking about a shelshir mitzumtzum zayin tvochim. And then if it's a little bit more than zayin tvochim, so it's still mos. Ktane, just like according to Toisvis, that the gather of ktane is it's a fire hazard, so we have to be done when it's considered a gdaila, but it's sicha not afka suke mitzumtzum. That means a sukkah that's small enough that it's susceptible to become ignited, to get inflamed from the nail. That's called a sukkah ktana. Here Rashi says, shir mitzumtzum zayin tvochim. So the Taz wants to say that the time is not altsmos. The time is that it's speaking about that this nail was attached to the roof of the sukkah. And since it's a sukkah ktane, so a sukkah ktane, the shir, lifsel as a sukkah is shalish tfochim, three tfochim pasels a sukkah. A sukkah gdeilus chach posel pasels before tfochim, but here pasels with three tfochim. So if this nair will be three tvachim, so memele, so it will be paisel masha kenegdo, so you have schach posel over here, so you're losing the shear. If it's more than zayin al zayin, so memele, then you need four tvachim. No, four tvachim, it's not. Three tvachim it could be, that's how the Taz seems to learn pshat. Och Laner asks, if that's the vote, so why did the Gemara have to differentiate between a sukkah ktan and sukkah gdeilu? Let's differentiate between a ner that's poches mi gimel tvochim and a ner that's gimel tvochim. We keep speaking about a sukkah ktan. It matters the size of the ner. If we would say that a stam ner was three tvochim, who knows what their neres looked like? Stam ne was tweet fachim, so it's very good. The Gemara takes a rachel with a sukkah ktan and a sukkah gdoyle. The Olchaner himself wants to say, it's memayit mokim hayeshiva. That since it's a very small area, so it seems the ka'ores in these things, that enhances the yeshiva. I mean, that's the dira. But this is a davar naisav, and you have a small sukkah, so it is memayit the makam yeshiva. You know, it's not roi ledire. If it's a sukkah mitzumtzemes, yarduk shamim. Now we hear in the Mishnah, yarduk shamim. When is one permitted to leave the sukkah? Mishatichas tisrach hamikveh. Shalimoshel mado bodoy melevich balim zekais l'rabbi v'shafach leikitain alpona. Tone, we learned in a baraisa mishatisrach hamikveh shal grise. Mikveh of grise. Sarashi says, mikveh shal grise, memaheres lekalkel b'kshomim ma'at. With a small amount of kshomim, it spoils right away. That's a mikveh shal grisim. Abaye have a koyosef kami de Rav Yosef metalalta. Abaye was sitting in a sukkah together with Rav Yosef, in front of Rav Yosef. No shav zike, so the wind started blowing. But kamai si tzivusa. Let us see Rashi. Zivuso ksomim shel schach o yameisher ala machel. That the wind blew and there were particles of the schach that the wind blew in the machel which was in front of Rav Yosef. Amalu Rav Yosef, Panali Moni Mehocha. Take out my kelim from here. I'm not sitting anymore in the sukkah. So it would seem that the way Rashi says pshat, that the reason is that the machol, since it had these particles of schach in it, was not edible anymore. Amalei Abaye Bot Namish Et Ischach HaMikve. We have a different shear. We have a shear of Shetisach HaMikve Mistome is a greater kilkul hamachol than these particles of schach. Amalei Lididi Kiven Danina Datoi Kemoi Shetischach HaMikve Domili. I'm a very big mefunik, so memela, this to me is, the machl is unedible anymore. This is the equivalent of Shetischach HaMikve. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi is Rav Yosef Manine Da Asaba, the sign of Pekar Vipsochim, Shloisha Chayeim Einam Chayim, Arachmonim Boraschonim Vanine Adas, Sheinim Yecholim Lizbeil Shum Dvar Mius. Oh, I can't be sable it. Rav Yosef Kulo is Nayubi. Now, the tour in Simen Tov Reish Lamedtes brings a machloikis between himself and the smack. The smack said that this year of Mishetisrach HaMikve is a shear of the amount of rain that has to fall in order that one should be a mitztayer. So if the amount of rain that is falling would be mekalkel the mikveh, so memele, so that means that this person is a mitztayer. In lemaise, it is not necessary that this person is eating at all. It is not necessary that this person has a mikveh of shogrisen in front of him. This is only a shear. This is a shear that means chazalba meshaya. When is a normal person mitztaya? B'shasachilosoi. That means if that's only a shear in the amount of ksham. That's what the smag says. And that's how we paskan aloche. The tool says, if that would be the case, it's not misha tisrach hamikva, when the mikva will become this kalku. Should have said, Kedesha Tisrach HaMikveh. Kedesha Tisrach HaMikveh more or less means a shear. That the amount of rain is, it's sufficient Kedesha Tisrach HaMikveh. Misha Tisrach HaMikveh, it would seem that, Misha Tisrach HaMikveh. That when the mikveh becomes niskalko, then he's permitted to go out. A machloikis. Now, so the Achoinim ask a kasha on the tool. One kasha is, so the tool says Dafke, if he has a mikveh in front of him, if he has another machel, so when that machel will become niskalko, mikveh is lav Dafke. Mikveh is, who had in any machel? Whatever he's eating, mishetisrach. So what if a person doesn't have any machel at all in front of him, so it's storming, and then he has to stay there? That doesn't make sense. It's only the machel is the sibes haheter that then he's permitted to go out. That's one kasha they ask. Now, it could be pshat in the tour is that, pshat in the tour is that Bemison, there's a ptur of mitztayer. That's a ptur of mitztayer, and a person can be mitztayer from different elements, from bugs, from we had before. And there's a sheer mitztayer of kshamim also. And the sheer mitztayer, the Mishnah didn't speak about it. Just like when we had before, there's a mitztayer of bugs. The Mishnah did not say when one is called a mitztayer, it's either it's up to each person bazunda to be done erlich. Is he a mitztayer? Is he not a mitztayer? That's what we had before. And Rav Chovov, Rav Shoril, Rav Ache, Bardel, Magodim, Bekilsa, Besukim, Mishim Boki. mean, this was Mutamishim Sikha de Gagishte. I mean, no one ever gave a ruler or a measurement how great the Sikhan has to be, how many bugs have to be. I mean, perhaps it's totally in each one Bazunda. There's a Shia Mitztayer. It seems the tool, but could be the tool learned, Mishatisra Hamikve is speaking about that he's not a Mitztayer. Al Stabtu Mitztayer is not a Mitztayer. He has a raincoat and a rain hat, and could be it doesn't bother him. But there's a new din of Teishvu came to do, you should be able to eat. That's a chelik of Yeshiva Sukkah, the dira to eat. If you have, there are a few courses that are in front of you, you're eating a steak and there's a mikveh and other things. The steak you can still eat, the mikveh already is now not edible anymore because of the rain. So the Mishnah is telling us that, Mishatisrach ha-mikveh, that means if this chelik of the meal is not edible anymore, even though there are other foods that can still be eaten, the Svelteichet Teishvu came to do. You're permitted to go. I can't be Mekayim. The Dira, even though other foods will take longer in order for them to get spoiled, but since this food is not edible, so the Svelteichet Teishvu came to do. So that means but it's speaking about that you have this food in front of you. If you don't have this food in front of you, so it was geiteron. But if you had this food in front of you, and this became this kalkul already, so memela, you are potter from the sukkah already, because this course I can't eat now in the sukkah. That was my dira, and I can't eat it. Now, the next maisa, we had a maisa with Chav Yosef. So Rashi says, "Ksomim shel schacho yemesher al hamachu." So he was eating, and something happened to the machu. So Chav Yosef said, "He's leaving already." So Baye said, "We have a difference. We have a shir mishatischach hamikveh." So lechayre, according to the tool, it's very good, the Shakla Batai over here. Abaye said that the Kilkul HaMachl does not mean that there's some particles there. It's still edible. Shetischa HaMikveh means that the Mikveh is unedible anymore. It's good. We have a Chiddush that Sefelt and Teishvu Kain Taduru if the food isn't edible anymore. But here the food is edible. It's just you have a few particles of Schach on it. So it's very good, the dimyan of Abaye Mishatisach HaMikveh to Noshiv Zike. So he told him, no, anod anine dat tois, by me it's not edible anymore, I can't eat it anymore, those few particles make it, so for me it's unedible. But if you learn according to the smag, that Mishatisach HaMikveh is a sheer in Yeridas Kshomim. That means you don't have any food in front of you. This is a shir in Yeridas Kshomim. But how much rain has to rain in order to you should be considered a mitzvah? If it rains X amount of minutes, which if there'd be a mikveh here, it would be mekalkel the mikveh. So it means rain of 5 minutes is a mitzvah. So here we're speaking about that the machel got, there's some particles of schach fell on the machel, so what kind of dimyan is this to Mishatisrach HaMikveh? So l'chayre would be dachsim ha-shtakerai, that Rashi learned like the two. Now let us look in the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, tonu Mishatisrach HaMikveh shal grisim, V'chein ihave noshiv zike, v'kom maisi tzive ba'apei muta lefanois. The Rabbeinu Chananel says another pshat, that the tzive was blowing in his face, so he was mitztayer from these particles. So l'chayre the Rabbeinu Chananel learns like the smaktake. So we're asking, so that was the shayla of Abaye. Abaye said the shir mitztayer is 5 minutes of rain. That's a Shemitz style. Now you have some particles flying in your face. We don't find such a Shemitz style. This is much a smaller shear than 5 minutes of rain. So he told them, "I know banina that toy." So that's also a mitzvah. So it would seem lechayre that the Rabbeinu Hananel learned like the smag, and Rashi learned like the tool. Now, there's a Yerushalmi, and Rabbeinu Hananel brings down the Yerushalmi later. And the Yerushalmi says, "Loi soiv dovo shetisrach mikvas grisin, alafila mikvas kol dovo." Not only if a grisin will become niskalku, nor a mikvah of anything. Now, bachsech me, and then later, Baruch Hashem, I saw the Maimon Moltke brings this diik. Now, this Yerushalmi is mashma moiridik like the tool. It's mashma like the tool that we said, the tisrach hamikveh. If the food becomes unedible, so the Yerushalmi says, lav davke grisin, ala filo mikvahs kol dovo. The Dolchaner is Mavaya the Yerushalmi, Bavli knew of the Bizman Chazal, the mikveh, which was most vulnerable to become the skalka of Shamim, but it was the mikveh's grisin. So the Yerushalmi says, if you have another mikveh and it becomes niskalko, so also be potter. So Bishloim, if you learn the ptur is because I can't eat the food. So the Yerushalmi said, so if you have another food which will become niskalko before the shir of Tisrach HaMikveh, so it's also potter to remain in the sukkah. So lechayre, this Yerushalmi, it would seem very much like the tool. Now, the Yerushalmi, the Rach brings down the second half of the Yerushalmi. The first half of the Yerushalmi is, Loi saif dovor mishetisrach, elo bechdeshetisrach. That's the first half of the Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi says, Loi saif dovor mishetisrach, elo bechdeshetisrach. So they bring the raya from this Yerushalmi to this mark. This is mamish. This was mamish. The two scars on the smack. Why does it say mishet israch? It should say bechdeshet israch. I mean, bechdeshet israch is the amount of rain. Mishet israch means that when the food that is in front of him becomes spoiled. So the Yerushalmi starts off leisayv davo mishet israch al bechdeshet israch. So that if there's enough rain that is sufficient to be masriach the machel, the ispotter. That's how the Yerushalmi starts off. And then right afterwards, the Yerushalmi says that, loy saiv dovo shetisach mikvas gris nafala mikvas kol dovo. So, I didn't understand lechayret stiridik, and I found that my mamotcha, he brings down these two, my mamotcha, he asks his kashim, Baruch Hashem. And Tal Lametes, he says, the reisha of the Yerushalmi vaistos like the smag. The safe of the Yerushalmi by stois like the like the tool. Let us go further. Tana Rabbona. Hoya oichel besuke viyoduk shomim viyorat eimatrichen oisai lalois atche yigmer sudosa. He was in the middle of eating. And it started raining, so he left the sukkah, v'yorad. V'yorad is very good that we had before the rave sukkahs were on the alagag. So he went down to the house, and matrichan lai say, la lai sad sheik mer sudos. So let us see Rashi. V'yorduk shomim, v'yorad min ha-sukkah lig mer sudos e bebaiz. V'ch sheyoshev loi posku kshomim, Now Rashi is a mayor de kedaikan over here. Rashi says he went down to his sukkah, and he sat down. That means he climbed down from the sukkah to the house, and he sat down, and it stopped raining. So the Eliyarab is medayik from Rashi. What would be if he didn't sit down? He walks into the house, he looks out the window, it stopped raining. So the Eliyarab says you have to go back up. Rashi says he sat down, and that is another dik in Rashi. To be mafsik. What? He just sat down. It would seem sheyoshevloi is considered like a scholos achil already. Even though we had in Shabbos daf tesam at beis, there are different shiurim of ascholos achila, mishehitel chiguroi, chaguroi, mishenot alas yodov. So it could be, that's when he started to eat, but this person already, he started to eat in the sukkah, so it was already hitel chiguroi, it was already not al yodov. So the suda was started, now we have to consider that he started eating in the house. So Rashi says, mishayoshavloi, so that is considered like ascholos achila bebayis. So that's considered studying. So you're studying in the house already. You're not mechuyev to be mafsik this achila and to go back into the sukkah. Teishu came to duru. That means when I started eating in this mokum, not mechuyev to be mafsik the achila. The Chashulchan Kleza Shaila, that Tafka, if he went out of the sukkah, he went to the house, what if he had a shlak, and he put down the shlak, and now it stopped. Now it stopped raining, now he just has to lift up the shlak, if he's a mechuyev to lift up the shlak, or continue eating, while the shlak is down, he's noitel ahachmer, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Bikur Yaakov, it matters. If he can open up the shlak from the inside by pulling some ropes, so if he has to go outside on the roof, he also wants to be toilet about kaponim. That's when is it considered yorad and hischil that he can continue the suda. Haya yoshan besuke, that's Rosh Hashanah's girsa, v'yorduk shomim, v'yorad. So he's not mechuyev to go back up. Now he went to sleep in his house. So it was raining in the sukkah. Ad sheyoyel. Iboyilahu ad sheyoyel or ad sheyoyel. What is the correct pronunciation? Or what was the word? The word was that you're not matriach him to go back to the sukkah till he wakes up or till it becomes morning. Toshma, we learned a baraisa at sheyoyer v'yala amud ha-shachar. Tarti, ala eima at sheyoyer v'yala amud ha-shachar. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, iboy lohu, at sheyoyer, at sheyala amud ha-shachar. Does yoyer mean till it becomes morning? Then he has to go up. Or at sheyoyer mishinosoy. Or he has to go up when he wakes up. So be hoyim ikits, but if you woke up a filoy bachtia laila, yokamishinos, viyala viyoshim besukit. He's permitted to sleep there till he wakes up. He has to wake him up, but when he wakes up, he has to go back. Toshma ad sheyoyer viyala amudashach. Well, kochacho ad sheyoyer hu desanyebo. That this means ad sheyoyer till he wakes up. Dimloy came, I viyala amudashach. Tarti bit me. So it can't be Yoyer v'yal amud ha-shachar because these are two stirah d'kizmanim. Hello, kochach or shir sheyoyer k'toni, or he come at sheyoyer mi sheyal amud ha-shachar. That means if these two, if there are two factors, it was all amud ha-shachar and he woke up, lafuki, אם היקץ משינוסי בלילה, די מטריכם, וימול השחר ולא ינאי, אם הקיץ ינאיסי. Now, there are a few האורס on Rashi. האור number one, Rashi in the beginning said, איבוילו עד שיואר, עד שיאל עמוד השחר. So Rashi said, עד שיואר means, יאל עמוד השחר. Then Rashi, when we brought the Baraisa, So the Gemara says that sheyoyer v'yala mudashach, but me is nei dvor melosoyser meza sheyoyer mashme sheyeloy amizrach. V'ala mudashach mashme koydim lachem. So here before Rashi said yoyer means yala mudashach, and here Rashi says yoyer means Shehei Eloi HaMizrach. That's what Rashi, that's a stir in Rashi. The Marsha asks Kashya, so the Marsha says, but some say Sheyoyer would mean Amud HaShachar. But if it says, Ad Sheyoyer V'yal Amud HaShachar, so it can be Amud HaShachar, then you have to say, Yoyer means, Heyer HaMizrach. That's number one. Now, number two, the Piralochen Reishim and Peites brings a machloikis from the Gdolei Achronim when it's called Yoim. The Magen Avraham holds that Yoim is from Amud HaShachar. Heya Pnei HaMizrach is a later Shia. Amud HaShachar means that it starts getting a little light. But not the whole Pnei Mizrach is right. Light. Just started getting a mashu, it became a mashu light in the morning. That's Alois HaShachar. Heya Pnei Mizrach is a later Zman. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Bir Halacha brings down from the Eloi Rabbe, the Magen Geborim, the Goyim, that the Shir of Alois HaShachar is Heya Pnei Mizrach. And before Heya Pnei Mizrach is Laila. Now, L'chaire, from this Rashi, would be a Gevaldike Raya to the Magen Avraham. The Gemara asked Akashe, Ad Sheyoyer V'yal Amud HaShachar Tarti. So Rashi says, Shnei Dvorim, Eilu Seisim Zeze, Sheyoyer Mashme She'eloi HaMizrach. Ol Amud HaShachar Mashme Koidl Mechem. So for Rashi, it would seem that there is such a Shir of Ol Amud HaShachar. Now, they say, the Goyim says, wherever it says, Amud HaShachar, Lois HaShachar, that means Heya Pnei HaMizrach. That is what it means. There's no Shir of Amud HaShachar. The Shir of Amud HaShachar, Lois HaShachar, is Heya Pnei HaMizrach. That's Yoim. Till then, there's never Shem Yoim. That's called Alois HaShachar, Kshehaya Pnei HaMizrach. From Rashi, we see there are two different things. There are Heya Pnei HaMizrach, and then there's Ola Amud HaShachar. That's what's seen from Rashi. I saw in the Lior Rabbe, I don't know if he means to ask this, the Lior Rabbe says Hishtik Teire, that Amud HaShachar is Heya Pnei HaMizrach. Then he says, V'tzorchin Mishas Dafchov Tes. I'm just wondering if he means to ask from the Shas, it doesn't say which Mesecht and Shas, Dafchov Tes, if he means to ask from this Gemara. Now there's a Ritva in our Gemara. The Ritva in our Gemara, a very interesting Ritva. The Ritva says as follows. He has two pshatim in our Gemara. The Gemara asks a kasha, ta'at sheyoyev yal amud HaShachar tarti? Tarti, the Gemara asks tarti. So the Ritva says two l'shaynes. The Ritva says as follows. The ichat sheyureninu, if a sheyoyev and yal amud HaShachar is the same shir, lo malele mesninu, why do you have to say both? B'chad minay yusagi. Why do you say, Ad sheyoyer v'yal amud HaShachar? It's the same thing. It's the same zman. V'ilav chad sheyureninu. And if it's not the same shir, koshkein de koshed, avalei tarti de sasri. So, adachsmetz amoyre de keritvo. The ritvo, it seems, was mesupik if yoyer pnei mizrach in yal amud HaShachar is the same shir, or is it two different shirin? And the Gemara's kasha is mimanim shech shver. If it's the same shir, why do you have to say both? If it's two different shirim, so it's tarti disasri. Al koponim, I think this machloikis that the Bir Halacha brings down in Simen Peites is the two lishainis, of the Ritve. And that's mirashi al koponim learns like the Magen Avraham. Now, Stamazoi, what is the Maskonis HaGemore? The Maskonis HaGemore is that we're Goyres Ad Sheyoyer with an Ayin. Ela'ima Ad Sheyoyer till he'll wake up V'yala Amud HaShachar. So what does that mean? So that means as follows. That means that Tarashi says, if he woke up in the middle of the night and it stopped raining, turns over on the other side and goes back to sleep. If it became Amud HaShachar and he's still sleeping, you don't wake him up. But it would seem And the Aruch HaShulchan says klal like this, that, well, what is, if he woke up after Amud HaShachar, and he wants to sleep now again, he wants to go back to sleep, so now you have to go into the sukkah. That is l'chayre, the ivra of our Gemara. The Gemara is just saying that you need two factors to be mechayev him, the two factors to be mechayev him in order to go back to the sukkah to continue sleeping. Number one, it has to be day already. And number two, he has to wake up. If the Kozman is sleeping, you don't wake him up. Kozman, it's not day. If he woke up, he can turn over on the other side and go back to sleep again. But if it's day, and he woke up already, he has to go back to... that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Well, now, if he wants to continue sleeping, so now he has to go into the sukkah. And what is the lomdis? You have to understand the lomdis also. I mean, he wants to turn over on the other side. It's 5 minutes after Alois HaShachar. He has another hour of sleep in front of him. He has to go now into the sukkah. So l'chayre, it would seem the lomdus is that kol alayla, that's zman shchive. You went to sleep at night chutz l'sukkah, not mechuyev to leave your mokim hashine. Morning, you sleep 2 hours in the morning. That's nothing. This is considered like a new shine. This is now you want to make a shine sayayim. That's what you want to do. You always sleep in the day. This is considered a new shine. And since it stopped raining and you have a sukkah, so this new shine you mechuyev to make in the sukkah. That's the lumdus of it. So here at Shtikal Ha'ore, there's an interesting machloikis between the Siach Yitzchok, who wrote the Siddur Hagro, and the Chazenish. The Siach Yitzchok, on page 88, Ois Dalet, brings down that he had spoken to the Maral Diskin, and he holds La Loche, Hashek Lecha Chumre, that if a person wakes up after Alois HaShachar, he's not permitted to go back to sleep. If he came Zman Krishma, Zman Tefillah already, so just like one is not permitted to go to sleep before Mincha, before Mayrev, he's not permitted to go to sleep, it's Zman Krishma already. He has to wake up and daven. He can't go back to sleep now. Unless he brings down from someone that, unless he has a Shema. But if he doesn't have a shayma, he's mechuyev, he can't go back to sleep now. That's what the Siach Yitzchok says. I saw in Dinim van Hogish Shalach HaZainish, Daf Mem Dalet Amad Aleph Oish Yud Gimu, that the HaZainish was asked the shayla, if a person wakes up, it's already his man Krishman does, the HaZainish says he's permitted to turn over on the other side and go back to sleep. That's what the HaZainish said. So l'chayre, our Gemara is speaking about this tzir, that he woke up after Alois HaShachar, Aruch HaShulchan says klal like that, now he wants to go back to sleep, so he has to go back to sleep in the sukkah. So l'chayre, according to the Chazanish, is very good, you could go back to sleep, you can go back to sleep after Alois HaShachar, even though it's Man Krishma already, it's Man Tefillah, you can still go back to sleep. According to the Siach Yitzchok, so we have to make a kibbutz that he has a shayma, or an alarm clock of some sort that will ensure that, I mean, or else he's not permitted to go back to sleep. Marshal lemo adov odayme iboilu, mi shofach lemi. It says a marshal that le'evet shebolim zekais l'rabbi b'shofach le'kitein alpona. Who poured? Be shafach lemitoshma desanye. Shafach loy rabbi kiten alponov. For omaloi I efshi bishimushech. I don't want your shimush. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, me shafach lemi, eved le rabbi. So that seems to stoop short him. You could learn, bo limzei kais le rabbi. He wanted to be mishamish the rabbi. Vishafach loy kiten alponov. And instead of being meizig the kais, he poured the water upon him. mi shofach lemi eved l'rabbi, v'ochi koma moshe l'eved, she yoysa l'rabbi avdus, she ne oivnei kahoyge. That he's not doing the right thing. He gets the poor water, but in the kais, not on his face. Kach biyodua shen Yisrael oivdin kishura. So memele, if it's raining, so the raining is a simen that the yeshiva was not a yeshiva kishura. The yeshiva was not a yeshiva of shimus of mezigas hakois. The yeshiva was a yeshiva of shafach kite mayim alpono. The Rebbein Shalom did not appreciate this yeshiva. So therefore, the Rebbein Shalom wanted to put a stop to it. So therefore, the Rebbein Shalom made it rain. So Pshat is Shafach Kitain Alpona was speaking about what the Eved had done. That's one Pshat. Aydul Mahochikoma v'Shafach Le'Rabbi Kitain Alpona Loi Marzei Melefonai the Evshi B'Shimushach. I don't want what you're doing. So the Kitain Alpona is the Rabbi's an action. So Rashi said, and according to this, but the Rida's Kshomim u Shvichas Kitim. So the Rida's Kshomim, that is the Shvichas Kitim. Mikol Makim Simin Klonuhu, that Rabbi Yishlom doesn't want his Shimush. Umiye Perushe de Masnisam I Boilom. Shvichas Kitim Mahi Yeshiva Sasuke. That what he's sitting in the Sukke, that is Nechshav Klapei Mailo ki Shvichas Kitim, and therefore the Rabbi Yishlom wanted to put an end to it. Oh, Yeridus Kshamim, that's the Shvichas Kitin. So the Gemara says that the Shvichas Kitin is from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Shafach Le Rabbi Kitin Alpono. The Gemara that the Goyin in Divrei Eliyo, the Goyin explains Pshat. In this Moshul, he says the purpose of Mezigas HaKais is, as we know, Bizman Chazal, the Yayin was very strong. Purpose of Maziga was to dilute the wine. It shouldn't be so strong. It should be drinkable. So the Goyin says the Yontif of Sukkis comes after the Yomim Nehoim, which are Yemei Adin, and the Din B'Rosh Hashanah Yikoseviyim Tzim Kippur Yechoseimun Yilameiradike Din. The mitzvahs of Sukkah, the mitzvahs of Yeshiva Sukkah, is a dimyan to mezigas hakois. That means these mitzvahs are mamtik the dinim. The dinim which were nechtemu b'yom ha-kippurim become nimtiku through the mitzvah of sukkah. So the mitzvah of yeshiva is a oifen of mezigas hakois. The kois ha-tareilo, the kois ha-dinim, is the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah is an oifen to be mamtik the chayzik hadin. So that's the marshal that bo eved limzoig as koisoi. Limzoig kois l'rabbi. The kois what the rabbi made from, he wants to be moizig this kois. He wants to dilute it in him. And the Odin said, the Efshe b'shimushach, so he takes away this opportunity of Mezigas HaKois, he throws it away. So that means that they remain with the Kois, with its whole Toikim. Tana Rabbon, Bizman Shacham Oloike Simin Ra L'chol Ha'ilam Kulon. Moshe L'mod Avodoyim L'melech Boso V'dom She'oso Suda La'avodo. Veniach pnas lifneim, and he left over a lantern to that they should be light by the suda. Kos aleim v'omer la'avdei tul pnas mipneim v'yishivim b'choshech. So the likuy achamo is taking away the oil that the Rebbein Shalom made for the oilam, and that's a simen shekos aleim. Tanya b'meiraim kol zman shema'ires loikin simin ra l'seineim shal Yisrael. Nei shemulumodim b'makeiseim. They're melumed to get punished. Moshe l'seifer, a rebbe, shebo l'beis ha-seifer, uretzue b'yodoi, mi doig, mi sherogil lulkeis b'chol yoim v'yoim hu doig. Let us see Rashi. Bizman shacham oloike, bishum da'ayri hoche besimoni klole noketlo. Veniach panas lantirne, veishivam b'choyshech, kach shacham oloike, Eina meira kolkach. So it doesn't give out too much illumination. Mineishim ulumodim b'makeiseyim amoyre de keloshin av Rashi kol minei pur'oniyis haboim ba'oilom yesh lehem li Yisrael lidoig ve'loima loibosim min ze elo b'shvileinu. Yaisa misharumeis mnei shehem regilin lilkais yaisa mikulom. Moshe l'seifa melamed tinoikis retzuv biyodei lahakis midoig eizimem yorei sherogil lilkais. The marshos moisef, who's the rogil lilkais, the one that has a leiv lahovim, and he doesn't learn, he's the one that gets hit. The one that doesn't have a leiv lahovim, there's no purpose in hitting him. Tal yisrael are those which have a leiv lahovim. Tarsachmir, This Gemara is a mirror de keraya to Adroshus Haran, Drush Vov, the Ran says as follows, Lefa'omim mischachim mikrim berichuk mokim ubi'iyim horechokim. Things occur in faraway places, and the purpose of all these things, kidei she yisoyreru yisroel ala tshuve v'yiru v'yiru v'yifchadu. So the purpose of these occurrences and these far off places is that Yisrael should be misoira to do tshuva. For who Maimar Hanovi, Apostle in Sefania, Hichrati Goyim, Nashamu Pinoisom, Hechrafti Chutsoisom, Ibli Oiver, places became completely destroyed. Amarti, what is the purpose? Achtiri Oisi Tikri Musa. The purpose was that Klal Yisrael should become, that should be Me'ire Ayire by Klal Yisrael, and they should Tikhi Musa. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabon, Bizman, Shacham Aloy Kisimera, Loiv Tikichov, Lavon Aloy Kisimera, Lesay Neim Shal Yisrael, Eish Yisrael Moinim Lovon, Loiv Tikichovim Lachamah. Loike be Mizroch, Simen Rale, Yeshwe Mizroch, be Mayrov, Simen Rale, Yeshwe Mayrov, Bem Sorekie, Simen Ra, Lechol Ha'olam Kuloi. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Loike be Mizroch, Baboiker, Kshachamo be Mizroch, Simen Rale, Yeshwe Mizroch, Bem Sorekie, Bachatzai Seyoim, Kshemedis Paroish Kolodo. The Rishash is Ksamir de Kikash over here. Loike be Mizrach, Rashi says, Baboike kshechamo be Mizrach. In fact, the Rishash, when there's the Chama is Loike, the Chama is not the Mizrach. In one Mokim it's be Mizrach, in one Mokim it's be Emtsa Ayoyim, in one Mokim it's be Mayrev. The Chama is going to be different Mekoimis. In this same reg, there's an Alikoya Chama. So what is Pshat Loike be Mizroch is a simen ro le yoishve Mizroch. Everyone sees the Likoy Yachama. And by other people it's be Mizroch, by other people it's be Emtsayim, by other people it's be Mayra. Lulei Divrei Rashi wants to say Loike be Mizroch does not mean be Mizroch ha'ilam, like Shechamo be Mizroch. No, the Mizroch of the Chamo was lucky, or the Mayra of the Chamo was lucky. Or the emza of the chama was lucky. Pona of doimim ledam cherav bo loilom, lesak chitzei rov boim loilom. If it's dark, so that's a simen of hunger. Lezu lezu cherav vechitzei rov boim loilom. Loko beknisosoi, if the chama is loike b'shas it sets, poronius shoyelovoi. So then, the peronius, that's a simen of peronius, but it will take time before it comes. Just like the likuy hachama was the seif hayoim, that means till the seif hayoim, the hama was meyer. The seif hayoim, it became lokoy, so the peronius will also be beseif, this time in between. Bitziyosoy, but if be yitziyosoi, if the chama is loike as soon as it rises, so we see that as soon as the chama comes boilam, it comes with a likui. Petzaraim im Heres Lovi. Yesh Oimrim Chiluf Advorim. And others say that the Simen is Punkfakel. Now let us see Rashi. L'sak osi minoitze shalizim udoim eloshocher. Chitzei rov mashchirin ponim. Loka bechnisosoi bishkiyosoi. Pashas teshkiya. Peroni shayelove kiderech sheshoya simin lahareis, lahirois, ad kalois ayoim. Just like the sun was shining the whole day, and then it got dim, soif ayoim, that's a simon, the peronis will come to be soif. It's yosei, peronis memeres lovikider, shemir asimin lovoi. Just like the simon came without a shiui, so the peronis will also come without a shiui. V'yeshemim chiluf advorim. Loko b'knisa soi arviz. If it was loko b'knisosa right before the shkiye peronis memeheres lovoi, that means the peronis will come immediately. Shasimin kishem shein leshus leshamish b'yoyim. Just like there's no time for it to shine anymore. Shesomach leshkiyosayhu kach ein shus leperonis lovoi. So there's no time for the peronis to come. B'tziyosei shachis peronis sheilovi k'shem sheshlachama oit shehus bayoim. But Avon, you don't understand the Gemara. I don't understand the second lashon. That means we hear the simon of peronis, and then there's still time for it to shine. So do we say that what it shines later, that's a simen that the peronius will come later. I mean, in the Seder Advorim, the chama was first lokui, and then it came ois lokui. For some reason we say that means that the peronius will come later. Hepech HaSeder. And the other way around, when Bishas the Shkia, it became lokoi, and it was shining a whole day. We say the peronius will become immediately, because after the peronius, somehow Chazal held that what happens after the peronius is a simon what's going to happen before the peronius. That what happens after the likoi is a simon what's going to happen before the peronius. But I don't understand the cheshbon and the lomdus of this. Rashi says, Elohe Osoro Hamelitz Badok, going Smoil Shohoye Sar Shalaiso. Elderhu Gaim Al Tilmodo, Lassis Kemaseim. They'll learn to do like their Maisim Shetaso Ritzaino, Maisis Hashemaim Al Techotu. Zukta Gemora Vaita. Bishvil Dalit, that's what he wants us by to turn around, Bishvil Dalit Dvorim Chamoloike, Alov Bezn Shemeis, Veinan Isbat Kahaloche, Balnara Morosa Shetzoko Beir, Vein Meshialo, Val Mishkav Zochu, Varshne Achim Shanishpach Domam Keechod, Zogt Rashi, Bishvil Dalit Dvorim, Loi Shemati Tam Bedovo. The Ben Yoda wants to say, Allah Bezdin Shemeis Vein Nispat Kaloche. Why wasn't it Nispat Kaloche? Because the Eilu feels we have a Haftoche. Bezorach HaShemesh Shebo HaShemesh Ad Sheloi Shoka Shimshay Shaleili Kvar Zorach Shimshay Shal Shmu. So why do you have to be Maspid Av Bezdin Shemeis? There are new Chamas arising. So Emerson, that's not poshut. That means even though we have avtocha that eventually they'll come out shamoshim equivalent to the shamoshim that was bo shemesh, is a time in between where there is a vacuum. We lost the shemesh of the previous day, as yet we don't have the shemesh of the present day. So if there were maspadim kalochas, so they realized of the chesaron that they are suffering now, even though eventually it might become the smalei. But if they weren't maspad kalochas, so they feel that they didn't lose anything. So we show them that the chamas loike, that the moir hashemesh is not illuminating as it was till now. He brings from the Arizal that with the Eresin, a Oir Hamakif is surrounds the Kalev with the Eresin. And with this he wants to say, could be that's the reason why we, the Minig Yisrael, is to give out Habas, which is Makif the Etzba. So that's the purpose of to be Meramez on the Oir Hamakif. The suin is an er pnimi. So the nara moroso, there was an er hamakif which had such a potential that later it would become an er pnimi. And the bnei ha'ir did not help her. Tzarka b'yavei meshiyelo. So her er hamakif, which did not come to a gemar, was nilke. So that's why the ma'iris, Chama loiket, which is the chama is the oir, which is makiv the oilom, also becomes loki. Shvil abad vorm oiris loiket al kaisvi plastel midi edi shekel magadli bei medake beretz Yisrael al kaisvitz eilon is teivis. Zogt Rashi, oiris yirech vikachov in kaisvi plastel shtoros muziofim imichte vei omo losam doifi al odom lichte vishmei mashalei tzibah. Agadli bei madake machivin as haoret shein yecheilom l'shomrom milireis b'sada chavireyim. So they destroy Eretz Yisrael. Val kaitzis elon is toivitz velon shalhem shemaschisen hein v'nirin keboyetim b'kodesh Baruch Hu v'b'birchose shemashpia tuvoy. V'shvodalet vorm nichsei balei batim nimsorim l'malchus al mashi shtoris peruim. They hold shtoris purim, they don't give it back to the loiva. Val malvi beribis, val shayasipik biyodam limchais vlei michel, val shapoiskim tztoke barabim, veinam noisne. Om arabish vil abo dvorim nichse balabatim yoitzim litimoyim, al koish feishal socher, val oish keishal socher, val shapoiskim oil meyal tzavoreim, venoisim achavireim, val gasas aruach. Gasas aruach kenegat kulam. Aber bei Novem gsi, bei Novem hier schwarz, wie es angu, aber ich schalle. Sagt Rashi, Amasha ist Toris Peruim, Etzlom gedelach, so liegt wie es paar Macheres, so mal wie Beribis, so mal wie bei Batem, wie Yisrael Beribis, gsi mal bohine, bin Escher, bis Haar, bis loch einen Daum, wie ich bezent. Und in Wab Metzie, gedönt schon bei Malka, schechönet beim Aniyenoch. Al shahoy yisipik biyodom, shabalei batem alo limchis biyadoi vrei avere shabidoirom, shadivreyem nishmoyim machmas oishrom, abriyis shereyem hem, vlei michu, abal abos has a power, people listen to them, they weren't moich. Al shapoiskim balei batem alo lutzdoke baram, shidnu lanim, vlei noisnim, litmoim shenitmomim vikolim me'aleim. Koyvesh matrebelech v'shoyv oishek legamri goizel schori. Bagasus haruach shemizgoyim mistarim alachem b'shvil oishcham.